What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Wednesday, the 17th of June. It's another Wednesday. It's another nondescript Wednesday as well, because there's not much going on in the news. But lucky for you, I can talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and make it up as I go along. So I'll just pretend that there's some news. I'll make it up. I'll just pretend there's some news. I'll create some news for your ears, and then you can go and tell it. I mean, by the time a story in the news has fucking been passed through five people, it's a totally different story anyway. So I'm just cutting out the middlemen. I'll tell you my news story, and you can tell somebody that it's true. And therefore, from that point forward, it's a true story. Yeah, that's the way we're going to do the news. But I can only give you my opinions anyway. That's what these are. I'm not employed by any news station. I'm not a news reporter. If anybody told you that and you've just come to this first episode, I think you're in for a bit of a surprise, because also there's no language. What's the word? Fucking hell. It's not censored. Let's put it that way. I'm not censoring myself, because I'm the boss. And I'm the boss. I'm the newsreader. I'm the publisher. I'm the producer, the researcher. I'm the journalist as well now. I'm creating my own stories. And after all that, I deserve to have a good old fucking swear, because it's stressful. It's not stressful. It took me about half an hour to whack this together. That's the professionalism you're dealing with right here. Anyway, the weather's been shit in some parts of the country. Not where I was. It's been nice today. But somebody else, there's been storms and everything up in my beloved Birmingham. And also, even northerner than that. How do you say that? Even more north than that. That's not even right either. Even further north than that, there's been tornadoes. And we don't get very many tornadoes. When we get tornadoes, it's usually just, fuck knows, a plastic bag blowing around and around, around on the council estate by the shops. But that's our equivalent of a tornado. But no, there's a picture of one here. So it's a proper twister going down over the Yorkshire Moors. So if anybody's missing a pet over those area, anywhere over that area, or anybody missing in that area, they've probably gone up the pipe. They've gone up to wherever the tornado is going to take them. Imagine that, you just got sucked up in a tornado. That's Wizard of Oz style, isn't it? But imagine if it just took you and then dropped you off in Spain or something, like a free holiday that you hadn't had a chance to pack your bags for. You turn up there and like, you just come out the other end, wouldn't you? If you go by the rules of what happens in The Wizard of Oz, where they pick something up and then drop you in a totally different fucking world or city. Could suck you up into a different planet. You never know. It might be an alien spaceship that's sending down the tornado. It's sucking up evidence. And, you know, the way we go and go over, send something over to Mars to pick up bits of stones and bits of debris and stuff like that. They're sending down the tornado and sucking up cows, sheep, people who are having sex, doggers, people who are having sex in the field. I've seen that. I've been rambling over the what's it called? The, oh, bollocks, what they're called? There's a load of hills near me. What the fuck are they called? Anyway, there's a load of hills anyway, lots of walks, very nice, very pretty. And as I was walking along, taking in the view, all of a sudden was a fucking somebody's spotty ass bouncing up and down in the bushes. And I could saw somebody's legs and either side of him. And they were like hidden in the bushes, but not hidden that well, obviously, because he obviously had some fucking a shiny ass, because the sun was bouncing off it straight into my eyes. And I got a right eyesight, so I fall. So I don't know whether they were two people who just met up on the trail. I just thought, you know what? This is really is love at first sight. I don't care. I can't even wait to even ask you what your name is. But I mean, you know, one step away from rape, that is, obviously. But they looked like they was having a good time. So I don't think there's anything untoward. The only one who was put out by that experience was me. I didn't want to see it. Anyway. But anyway, I've got to pass that on. There's my news story. I told you that's my journalism. That's what I saw. Anyway, but imagine if they got sucked up into the tornado and were spinning around and around. I tell you what, they would have just thought, that's the fucking best sex I've ever had. If you dropped them down, like, you know, and they survived, they'd be like, that's the fucking... But they wouldn't know they was in a tornado. They'll just think they was having passion beyond whatever. They'll fucking... They'll be hitting those walking trails as soon as fucking they've recovered. They'll be back on the walking trails waiting for it to happen again. Unfortunately, they won't ever recreate that situation because the only people who are normally rambling along the pathways are twee old couples and that, and they ain't going to fucking be getting jiggy with even each other, let alone a passerby. Well, there might be. I tell you what, some of them swingers places, I bet they've got some fucking scary situations you walk into. Go in there expecting it to be a load of young people, and it's like some like 85-year-old bloke with a ponytail and a fucking and his wife, equivalent age, but she looks like she's fucking long dead. And then you're like, I don't think swinging's actually for me. I'm more into walking and getting sucked up a tornado by myself. Thank you very much. Anyway, let's move on to... That's the weather report, that was. And the next one we're going to get is Benidorm. Benidorm's inviting... Well, the Benidorm's open. Benidorm, the classiest of resorts in Spain, where the classiest of Brits like to go and spend their money. It's almost like the Primark holiday of Primark. It's like the equivalent of a Primark holiday, the Primark shop. But it's actually a beautiful place. If you look at it, if you visually look at Benidorm, the beach, and look at the, you know, the all the hotels along the beach and that, it's like, it's attractive to look at, but it ain't, when you get to the nitty gritty, it's cheap. I mean, it's, the menus are attractive to look at as well, because all the menus are cheap as chips. Literally, everything's chips. Chips and that, everyone wants chips. It's probably one of those places, you know, like where some places they come and give you like a bread roll and or some like hors d'oeuvres or something, some free olives and whatever else in some parts of... in fact, they're not free. I've had fucking something in Portugal where they came and gave us a load of bread, load of olives and that. I thought, oh, that's how nice of them. That's very, very pleasant. Thank you very much. This little family in their restaurant. We ate it all as before the meal came. And then we ate the meal. And then we got fucking charged for it all. It was all on the bill. The bill was about 5 items longer than what we and double the price of what we ordered. I was like, how's that? And he was like, oh, it's the olives and the fucking bread that we've eaten. Stitched us right up. But anyway, in Benidorm, they probably come along, because the classy clientele there, they come along and give you a plate of chips. A plate of chips and some red sauce instead of like some oysters and a glass of red wine. That's the equivalent. It's that type of place. But it's Spain, and Spain's hot, and they've got a nice beach. And the only place I would like to go in there is if they will have the Only Fools and Horses bar. I can watch that all day long. So you can sit in the bar, in the pub, and just watch fucking Only Fools and Horses on the telly all fucking that all day long. That's worth a day out of your holiday for, isn't it? Have some fun. Have a laugh with your, you know. You can keep your Thailand with all your strip bars and all that kind of stuff. With all lads together in there. Lads together watching Only Fools and Horses in a bar in Benidorm. That's fucking, for about £100 holiday, that's all the holiday would cost round trip. This guy might have got sucked up a fucking tornado once upon a time, because he's come back out dressed as a, he dresses as the 1940s. He's a time warp teen, he's a teenager, and he spent £10,000 trying to live life in the 1940s. He dresses like, he's got a pocket watch, he's got like the blazer and everything, and the clothes and everything look good, but they're all wool, aren't they? And I can't stand wool. I remember I used to have to wear wool. Wool just makes me itch, and I couldn't wear the woolly trousers and that. The army uniforms they used to wear, I would have to resign straight away. Even though I'd have to say, just get me a white feather. I'll accept the white feather. I can't wear them fucking woolly trousers. Not unless you go to the future and get me some, you know, some cotton wear, please. Bring it back through the tornado, the space-time tornado. That is the feature of this episode. It's a time machine in the shape of a tornado. But anyway, so this guy dresses, he's only a teenager, and he dresses in all the gear, rides a bike, and he got and eats fruitcake. And yeah, he is a fruitcake. And what's it going to say? Oh, they call him, his friends call him a vintage fruitcake as well. So there you go. Well, I'm on the same wavelength. But yeah, so but it's good. It looks good. I mean, it's you know, it's fun, isn't it? And the only thing is, you probably get fucking beat up because there's a lot of people, a lot of other kids who won't accept that, or like, and they should, you know. Or it depends on what town he's in. Where is he? Milton Keynes. He might get away with it in Milton Keynes, but in some parts, if he's in a rough council estate and he was like driving around like that, they'll think he was taking the piss, or they just wouldn't get it, and they would have to just beat him up because that's the first fucking thing on the bully's mind, isn't it? Right, I don't understand what he is and what he's about, so I'm going to beat him up. The same way they think about fucking black people, the same way they think about gay people, the same way they think about transgender people. A bully just thinks, I don't get it, so I'm going to have to fucking punch. I'm going to have to beat somebody up, because it's all that's my trigger. And I got that off my dad in many cases. Not me, him got it off his dad. Oh, the tortoise. There's a tortoise. This guy's having fucking time of his life. Well, he has. He's 100, and he's been personally credited for saving the entire species. So he's like He-Man in a tortoise shape. He's like He-Tortoise or Super Tortoise or Bat Tortoise or any other superhero. Captain Tortoise. He's like, and he's a fucking swinger. He's a swinging tortoise because he's got 100. He's 100 and he's just been bred. They've been breeding him and he's been given 2,000 tortoises a time of their lives. He's been, you know, stroking a few females' fancies, let's put it that way. Since the 1940s, going back to the time of that guy wants to, the guy just before, the time where he wants to spend a lot of time and dress like them and that, this tortoise has been there, he's lived there, and he's been shagging since there. He's been shagging since the 1940s, since the 1920s. He's 100 and he's probably still not even done. They're retiring him. He's like, what the fuck, don't retire me. I wish I could talk, because I'd say, don't retire me, I'm gonna fucking die if I don't do something, if I don't keep fucking busy. I'm not up for retirement, thank you. Keep me shagging. Keep putting me out there. Because he ain't going to go and like find his own. He's too slow, isn't he? He's going to have to just, you know, you have to just put him in with the female. Oh, that's fucking terrible you've done that. He should just keep going till he dies, like shag himself to death. If he's saved his own species, I mean, you know, he's in charge, isn't he? He's the man. Anyway, so if anybody wants to shag a tortoise, swinging can cross, that kind of swinging might cross boundaries. So if you fancy shagging a 100-year-old tortoise, you'll have to find him. He's, where is he? San Diego Zoo? I think so. Maybe. Anyway, all I know is he's been put out into Galapagos Islands. But make sure you pick the right one. If you shag all the other ones, then that is tortoise rape, I'm afraid. He's up for it. The others, they wasn't, you know, they don't know anything about sex. That's why the species is dying. Anyway, Ronnie Wood believes he's been playing better than he ever has with the Rolling Stones because he's been clean for 10 years. That's fucking... that's because he's done that much drugs throughout his life that he's just permanently high. And that is a good place to be. He's like... he doesn't need it anymore because his brain is that developed by the drugs that he's taken over the years and the drink and whatever else that he's just permanently on a buzz, isn't he? So that's fun. That's like... he's having a good time. He plays guitar and he's 73. And I remember I saw him the other month, and he was on Jules Holland. Jules Holland, if you're from another country and you don't and you should watch Jules Holland's Later program for music. Anyway, but he was on that, and I thought he was pissed. He was talking, chatting away and everything, and I honestly thought he was pissed. I thought he was teetotal. I just remember thinking to myself, because he looks off his head, he was pissed. But he weren't, because he's saying here he's been sober for 10 years, so... there you go. He's like, you know, forever having fun. And if you're a rock and roller, anyway, if you're a rock star, I mean, fucking, is there any better buzz than standing on stage with everybody fucking going mad while you're playing the guitar? I don't think so, apart from whatever goes on after, when you get off the stage and all those screaming fucking ladies or whatever else come back to whatever party that you're putting on and whatever fucking, you know, all-nighter you've got planned. That is fucking, you know, apart that tortoise. That tortoise is having the time of his fucking life because they don't drink and do drugs. Tortoises, or whatever. Was it a tortoise? It was a tortoise. Anyway, that tortoise is having the time of his fucking life. And that is as close as you get. He's a rock star in the tortoise world. He's like the Rolling Tortoise or the Tortoise Stones or the Beatles. But the tortoises, they could have his own band. But anyway, so, yeah, rock and roll. That's like fucking, you know, they probably get bored of it in the end. They just go, you know what? I'm bored of drugs. I'm bored of sex. I'm bored of women. Look at fucking Rod Stewart plays with train sets. And he used to be like, you know, kicking the fucking women out of bed. He like was top of his game. And now he like playing to train sets. He's like, I can't bother with that. And wears fucking has an electric blanket to bed. He fell over and he's been up a tornado and fell down on his head, and he's woke up going, you know what, I don't like rock and roll, I like playing with train sets. Or I do like rock and roll, but I like to fucking get straight off the stage, put my slippers on, pour myself a fucking cup of Horlicks and watch my train set. That is wrong. Ronnie Wood is still out there sounding pissed and rocking on the stage, giving it all with his guitar. Apparently Keith Richards is the same. He's give up drinking. But, you know, you never know. So it's good. Keep it up. Because they'll just keep playing. They'll just like that tortoise. They'll keep playing until they die. And that's fucking... Why not? Because they've got a job that is not a job to them, is it? It's fun. That's just having a laugh. If you was an accountant, you fucking can't wait to get the fuck out of the place. If you're... customer service, you ain't going to be doing that to your 100. Yeah, man, I'm rocking on. I'm going to give up drink. I'm going to give up drugs so I can keep doing customer service as long as I possibly can. Keep that fucking light bulb going. Keep the flame flying or burning, should I say. Anyway, 1 in 10 of us have tricked our partners into eating vegetarian meals by swapping secret ingredients, by slipping them a bit of corn or a bit of, like, when people think they're getting, like, spaghetti bolognese or a burger. I've done that. I've slipped them that. I don't like people do it the other way, try and slip you fucking meat. And then, because I don't eat meat. If I haven't told you before, I'll tell you again. I've told it many times. But anyway, I've slipped people some of my fucking amazing cookery skills and they don't notice. And it's only when I tell them, they go, oh, yeah, I think I noticed that, yeah, yeah. But they were going, to start with. And then all of a sudden they go, oh, yeah, yeah, I knew something was wrong. Oh, something was wrong. Well, you was fucking loving it just a minute ago, you fucker. They just like, you know, they like to diss it then because they're meat eaters and they're meat lovers. And they can't handle it when you give them something because they like, they always take the piss out of you for not eating it. I don't know why. What's to take the piss out of? You eat a fucking hot dog that's full of fucking salt and fat and crap, or a doner kebab that's full of fucking, you know, that's like the bottom end of any kind of fucking food quality. And then you're like, and that's fucking plugging up your arteries, and then you're like laughing because somebody doesn't eat meat. Doesn't make sense. But then when you trick them into eating it, they're like, they get a bee in the bonnet. That's why I did it, for the laugh. I even like said to myself, I bet you they say they don't like it when I tell them. And that's exactly what happened. Anyway, that's me and my righteous one. Anybody want a burger? Anybody want to try some of my cooking or some of my recipes? Sorry, they're not for sale. Maybe I'll do a cookery class one time in the future when I get any kind of audience, because I haven't got one yet. If you're listening, you're probably the only person listening. So welcome and thanks for coming, mate. You're like my mate because nobody else is listening. It's just me and you. So I'm like a stalker now on you because I haven't got an audience. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there, you know. Oh, I'm going to do one more because I've got loads to talk about, but I've rambled on about something else. That fucking sexy tornado has taken out and the sexy tortoise has dominated the episode. The last one I'm going to say is the first act confirmed at Glastonbury in 2021. Wait for it, Basil Brush. If you fucking, if that hasn't put a date in your diary to when the tickets come out, you've got to get hold of one now because Basil Brush is going to be there. Basil Brush. I even mentioned him on this podcast a long time ago when he Basil Brush gave a speech at the guy who was his sidekick died. I don't know what his name is now. But Basil Brush came out to give one last bomb, and he didn't. And he said, this is the last time you're going to see me, and it's my last bomb. And then, all of a sudden, he's done a fucking Elton John, and he's gone, I'm back. I've retired, and now I'm back, and I'm headlining Glastonbury. Well, I told you, if you didn't hear it here first, well, you did hear it here first. Well, you didn't, because you wasn't listening, because you're not even listening now, because the only person who's listening is that person I'm stalking. Anyway, Basil Brush is at Glastonbury. He's come out of retirement. He's back at Glastonbury. I'm going to get my Basil Brush album out, which I told you was in my record collection, for a joke, not because I like it, but I'm going to listen to it now and get in the mood for when I get to Glastonbury in 2021, if I can get a ticket, which I probably won't. In fact, I won't even try, because it's ridiculous. To try and get a ticket to Glastonbury now is almost like fucking, you know, you might as well just fucking give up and save yourself 5 hours. Anyway, there you go. That's the moment of negativity to top it in. No, give it a go. Try and get one. Some people get 250,000 people get one, but then there's about 1 million other people who don't. And I've always fell into that category over the last few years. Anyway, we'll leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. Go and seek out Basil Brush if you don't know who he is. He might give you a laugh. He might make you think, what the fuck is he talking about? He's got a Basil Brush album in his record collection. Anyway, I'll leave you there. I'll see you later for now, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.